Introduction. Meditation is a technique that has been practiced by ancient civilizations for thousands of years. Long ago, we learned that, as human beings, our growth begins internally and is projected externally into our reality. We learned secrets about our world and about our reality because we were more aware of our connection with spirit. Through practices such as meditation and yoga, an individual is able to gain a broader perspective and a deeper connection with their lives. I share this with you because it has been experienced by me and by many others I know. The truth is, meditation works for each person in a different way. Many people tend to realize the mental patterns, positive or negative, that they have been creating for themselves. Once they become aware of these patterns, they have the ability to break them. Other people have completely different experiences with the same practices. Throughout this book, I will be sharing some ideas and techniques I have used on the subject of meditation and the layers of consciousness we are experiencing. Before we dive into the layers of the mind, I want to discuss a few different perspectives on what people believe meditation to be. This is not for you to choose a side to be on, but rather for you to understand that there are many perspectives to one subject. From a Western perspective, meditation is believed to be an act of thinking over something deeply and carefully. In the Western culture, many people practice focused thinking of a particular subject as a form of meditation. Meditation sometimes carries a spiritual or hippie connotation in the Western culture. From an Eastern perspective, meditation is an act that has a different meaning altogether. The meaning is to find a deep understanding to life and what our existence in this lifetime means. Though there are many different perspectives of what meditation is in the East alone, their belief that has been the most impactful on my life has been the concept of just being. In other words, many believe that the purpose of life is merely to be and be present in every single moment of life. For me, meditation is similar to going to school, only the focus is on life. I am presented with different thoughts and information about how I can improve upon myself as a person. The messages I receive are different in each meditation and are usually a result of something I have eating at my subconscious. As you dive into the context of this book, all I ask is that you keep an open mind and realize there is not simply one perspective to see meditation in. Meditation is your own experience. It may be different every time, depending on what you are dealing with in that exact moment. There may be guides that share with you techniques. Just be open to what they say and feel if it fits for yourself. Finally, I write this not to tell you this is 100% truth, but rather this is a message I have received in my life to share, and I hope you can benefit from it. Now, I'm going to share with you a little of my perspective. Before we are born into this physical form, we are completely connected with our purpose on this planet. We are void of any emotional or spiritual blockage, and we know exactly why we manifested ourselves in this form. For many of us, the act of being born into physical form is quite dramatic and causes us to forget the purpose we came here for. Also, over the years, we become impressed upon by the opinions of others, the way society and other man-made structures function, and the battle of perceptions and beliefs within the world. Throughout all these events, we lose touch with our hearts and begin to live within the confines of the conscious mind. As we work within this mind, we create more layers and boundaries within the mind that replicate into our realities. These limits cause us to be pushed further from the heart and further from the truth of who we really are.